Hi Olli, I'm Tarja, nice to meet you, and welcome to TrueMetal.it. How are you doing today?
Thank you, very good, very good. I'm having a small holiday, and it's pretty decent summer weather even here in Finland, so
Oh, great, cannot complain. Oh yes, that's great. Listen, you joined Turisas in 2004 to play violin first as a tourist band member, and then in 2007 you entered officially the band's lineup. But tell me, what are your greatest memories from these past 9 years?
Well, I actually played for already in 2003. I met the guys that played the violins for Battle Metal, and then I think there's one show in 2004 that I haven't done, but otherwise I've been more or less a steady member.
Yes, yes.
What is the greatest memory? I don't know, well, in 2003 I was a festival guest in Tuska Metal Festival, and in 2004 I made the first live shows with tourists, and the first one was Tuska, and it was pretty strange to climb on stage in the same tent that I did just this is 1 year earlier. Of course, 2007 when we played first in Download Festival in Donington in the UK, that was pretty surreal when depending on the main stage, that was like, I don't know, 50,000 people or something like that. So very different than I ever imagined that I would do as a violin player.
Yes, yes, I guess so. In fact, your father is the famous orchestra conductor, clarinetist and composer Osmo Vänskä. So I suppose your childhood was filled with music. But how and when did you find out that the violin is your instrument, or was there first another instrument?
I started violin. I started at age of five.
Yeah.
And that was my first instrument. I have played also a bit of piano, but actually there was some doubt along the way when I was playing violin, and it was actually never really my instrument when I was young. You know, playing violin wasn't exactly the cool thing to do when I grew up, and I went to high school in a normal high school and everything, so there was no like special classes or not many musicians there. So actually I quit playing when I was 19, and went to army and did all sorts of other things, and then was invited to do some very different productions, playing jazz and traditional dancing music and improvisation and all sorts of stuff. So actually that was when I found violin in a way for the second time, and this time it was kind of more of my from my own perspective. I bought a electric violin and tried it out with my brother's electric guitar amp, and kind of found it, as I said, on my own terms, and found my own sound, and very shortly after I met tourist guys and had a chance to play electric violin for them. So funny how life goes. I playing in a metal band was never really
with the violin, that's not normal.
That's like a credible dream or anything like that, so that was never my intention. I probably wouldn't be playing violin at all if it wasn't for the band, so that's funny how life goes.
Oh yes, and life is full of surprises, so this is one of them. And then I have heard that one of your mottos is fuck the guitar solos. But is Jussi Wikström agree with you on that, and have you found the harmony while playing solos?
Well, Jussi doesn't play solos, and I don't think he's a big fan of any guitar wankery, so I think we get along just well with that. It started out as a joke. It was one of very early on. It was just kind of a funny number, kind of in the show, just to, because There wasn't, and there is not really that much violin. There are no violins playing really on how I maybe do it. There are many violins playing on electric violin, but normally on a clean sound. And maybe I was emulating more of the guitar solo sound. That's you know, I love guitars like Yngwie Malmsteen and everything, but that's kind of you know, rock and roll started as rebellion and kind of going against grain, so to say, and very soon it stuck to the same traditions that it maybe tried to break at some point. So you know, people frown upon many times if they you know, they accept the guitar, bass, and vocal and drums, but you know, even keyboards might be a bit too much.
Yes.
So it's funny how narrow-minded and orthodox people can be and still act like they are, you know, doing something else in the mainstream. So
But you, one of your missions can be to enlarge the people's mind with your violin.
Yeah, you know, just to offer something different. And I guess it's still kind of fresh, and they're like, wow, I never thought that, you know, you can make that kind of sound with violin. So of course, it's fun.
Yes. And listen, after your latest Stand Up and Fight, you have had a couple of lineup changes. Robert on keyboards, Jesper on bass, and Jaakko on drums.
Yes.
But do you think that they have changed somehow your band sound?
I think only for better. I mean, like, there's no trash talk to anybody, but the importance of accordion, for example, it was already in after the Varangian Way. We were drifting away from the kind of traditional folk metal sound, if you may. Then Netta, who was still playing accordion on some tours after that, was playing with MIDI accordion and more like keyboard stuff. So in that sense, when she had to leave the band due to health reasons, then it was kind of natural for us not to try to find another accordionist, but just come up with an alternative solution. With Jaakko and Jesper, I mean, like, both are really great musicians and great singers as well, so that definitely has brought us more power there, and they are both excellent guys on their own instruments, so there was no bad blood between the drummer and bass leaving. There was just the touring commitment started to be a bit too much for them, and Jukis was maybe never that much into touring anymore. He has played, for example, for Ensperum over 10 years ago, so he knows what touring life is, and for example, he wasn't a big fan of long tours in America and like that, so there was absolutely no bad blood in that, but I think we have excellent
lifestyle decision.
And maybe it's guys of that age, sometimes they have, you know, the bosses at home telling them what to do.
Yes.
So if the gentleman isn't at home, then, you know, there might be some...
Yes, I know, and these things happen, so they are also quite natural changes, because life change and gives you new opportunities and a different way of thinking and so on.
Yeah.
So that's very understandable. And now to your new album, upcoming album, Turisas 2013, which will be released on the 26th of August, and I think in Finland a couple of days earlier. And after listening to it a couple of times, it seems quite different from Stand Up and Fight. I know that Matthias should reply to this question, but tell me, how would you describe it, lyric and theme-wise?
Our second album, The Varangian Way, and Stand Up and Fight, third album, they were more tied to the context of the Byzantine Empire and how the Varangians from north, so they were basically Viking descent former Vikings or Norsemen fighting as mercenaries in Byzantine Emperor's army, and that was more tied to that kind of clearly defined era and period in time, approximately 1,000 years ago. And this is just more loose and more universal themes on this one. So it's, there's much more introspection maybe, and it's not so much about historically accurate stories of who went where and who did what where, but it's more about the time in history, and these are things that affect everybody. Just questions of freedom and authority. Some themes were more about politics and just there was already some hints of this in Stand Up and Fight. So there were some songs about the individual's choices and responsibilities and duties. So it's more about the introspection of a person. And then there's some very light-hearted stuff as well. But yeah, it's more loosely based. That's the title of it.
And also the production of this album seems to be more raw and with a slightly different approach, handled also once again by Matthias. And in September 2012, you rented an old house outside of Helsinki. But you tell me, what happened in there?
Well, the Stand Up and Fight is more about that very Broadway-style production. Yeah, the intention with this was to take a bit different approach, a bit faster decisions and less polishing, maybe a bit faster and mobile songs and more variety. So we weren't tied into a context lyrically, but not also from production point of view, it didn't have to sound super massive where it doesn't have to. So it was quite interesting way of working. Instead of buying studio time from Hämeenlinna, the bass studio, Helsinki studio, we decided to go there. We had some professional audio gear and Matthias basically started working on some demos that he had done already last summer. I worked on some stuff as well, and Dusty. And we started the actual drum recordings, I think it was in end of October. So it was more about sitting around on your own and taking time and recording when you want. And basically the modern recording technology has developed so that you don't have to always go into a dedicated studio. This was good play. I know, just rig the guitar amp, for example, to the other side of the house. There have been some other bands recording in the past in the same place as well. So basically, for example, there were holes in the walls that you can pull the cable and stuff like that, but nothing was fixed from the studio point of view. It was fun. I think it worked pretty well. I think it was in whole we spent less time than ever writing the songs, finishing the whole thing. About a year from the first demos, and for us that's really fast. I know that there are bands who are delivering music every year, but sometimes they might not change very much. I think it's important for us that we didn't want to be tied style-wise either to anything, so it was kind of free. There was a lot of influence coming, and we didn't stress so much about that. That it would have sound like stereotypical sound. We never taken that approach, and hopefully, there's some kind of red line there in the music. I believe it sounds.
Yes. I would say so, yes.
It's a much more free way. Of course, you can. That also means that when you don't have a budget deadline, somebody telling that you have 3 more studio days, and you can ponder on details in music in a different way.
Yeah.
But luckily, we managed to keep it kind of in a reasonable amount. We also kind of painted ourselves in the corner without touring, because we finished about 98% of the album and had to go on tour in Caribbean, in the States, in South America. So we aim to do as much by then as possible. Then we did something on the road, and then when we came back, just a bit more. But all in all, I think the process went pretty alright.
Oh, great. And talking about the album title, why did you choose simply Turisas 2013?
Well, to be honest, that was a bit of a surprise for me as well, but then we talked about it, and it was kind of, it is kind of a milestone for the band, you know, in many ways, from the lineup point of view, and next year will be our 10th anniversary, and that was kind of, also our recording contract with Century Media came to an end on this album, so in many ways it meant about turning the page. In that sense, it's kind of maybe a end of some road. Who knows what's happening musically after this, but there was any other title that's directly competing with it. And of course, it's a provoking title and raises a lot of eyebrows. But in a way, I think even in that sense, serves purpose, because I mean, like, I told you already that the metal audience is many times super traditional and kind of bound to the same pattern. So I know some people are even blackmailing us, like, no, change the title or I will torrent the album. So I guess that's where you know the true fan.
Yeah.
Who knows? But I don't know if it really makes a big difference what you really call an album. I think in that sense it sounds, it's a very strong kind of statement about what this band in 2013.
The album cover, it's also, that's quite simple. I mean, Matthias on white background and with this album title. So is this also turning the new page? So because I remember that you have normally more complicated album covers.
Yeah, of course. It's stylistically, the whole thing was kind of, you know, let's make something that, you know, stands out in that sense. It's almost too barren for a metal band. But in the same time, it doesn't really tell much about what the contents of the album is, so kind of an interesting way of approaching, and like there will be people who probably some old fans will like, what is this music? There will be new people who are like, you know, I never thought that Turisas would sound like this, so it's kind of a strong statement, you know, take it or leave it, but this is here now.
Yes, this is us
and
now. Yes.
Yeah.
That's great. And the mix and mastering was done in London with producer Jamie Gomez Arellano.
Yeah.
How did you come up to choose him?
Well, the aim was to do with the production was to beat down from the very pompous, over the top, stand up and fight sound.
Yeah.
And Jamie has done, for example, work with bands like Ghost in the past, more like a bit more dry, older sound that was kind of experiment, not to go with the super tricked and super processed sound of that many others are doing. So the whole thing was to the drums are basically unedited and very very raw guitar sound, gives some of that, that raw feeling of playing and not hiding behind the production. So he has a very nice touch doing this older stuff. Even the orchestrations are more like they are not trying to be a symphony like a sound.
Yeah.
It's more like if you think of 70s and 80s movies, say Rocky or something like that. You know, there's a small Hollywood studio orchestra, even orchestra. So they are not super big, but there is that sound. But it's kind of refreshing way of doing things in a new way. Who knows what happens in the future? But I think it's important to try new waters every now and then.
Yeah. So that's also brings forward your message that this is Turisas today. This,
absolutely.
This
and
today.
We are not making music kind of like on demand and it's terrible when musicians start to limit themselves. That kind of I have a song, but I can't use it on this band because it doesn't sound like, you know, our five earlier albums. And I, you know, keep the essence, but you always have to be able to experiment with your music.
That's
or
true. Keep your freedom in that way, because otherwise.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I mean, if your musician is not creative, I think it's a pretty boring and pretty tragic thing. Like with people doubt, you know.
Yes, and by the way, just a couple of weeks ago, you released For Your Own Good for streaming. I've read quite different comments on that, and some of your fans seem even a bit confused with it. So why did you choose this to release the first track, which is so very different and the slowest, I guess, the slowest song from the album?
Yeah, almost. Well, it's kind of follows the same approach. I mean, it's kind of shedding skin thing, kind of like the whole artwork. Basically, all the stylistic choices we have made is about kind of like showing the other side as well. I think For Your Own Good is very catchy song. And obviously, it's not what the fans expected. And that's kind of funny when they say that it's not what they expected. Then some people automatically think, they instinctively feel that it's bad. But then they're like, yeah, I listened to it 4 or 5 times and I love it now. I think it's good that you sometimes challenge the listener a bit more. Obviously, there will be stuff on the album that's more... maybe more familiar sound or more maybe something traditional or stylistically to our genre, but it was kind of important thing. I think the, you know, it's a great compliment for me. Somebody said it sounds like Muse went metal, so I mean that's a big compliment for me. I think it still sounds Turisas. There's the melodic, the harmonic thing is us, but obviously it's not battle metal 2013 anymore, but hey, it's not 2004 anymore, and we've grown as people and musicians, so it's not about turning your coat totally, but it's about not always serving the listener, the surefire. That's a gamble, obviously. I mean, like, there's always people who will decide instinctively, like, that, okay, this is not for me, but that's life. Maybe they like some other song or something like that. But you know, you can't play everything for sure.
No. And I think that I've heard Matthias stating in another interview or somewhere that Turisas never do the same album twice.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
There are enough many times to do the same album every time. I find it extremely boring when they say in interview that we did a fresh thing and they he basically added one vocal harmony or a bagpipe or something like that. So that doesn't really change much to me. But hey, everybody can do whatever they want. But this is the tourist's way.
Yes, great. And this summer you are playing in different festivals, and then in September you'll start your European headline tour, and right after that you'll tour UK. What are your expectations for these festivals and tours?
We've done about, I think we did 4 or 5 festivals so far, and it's been pretty fun. We test drove one song called Into the Tree, and actually that will be available as a stream, I think, in 5 or 6 days as well, so let's have the fans like that. That has been received really well, so that's cool. It's also about getting ready for the bigger tour. If we're doing Haydn Fest, we are playing with Entsperum there, and I think it's going to be about introducing some new sound and solidifying our position in Europe. In the UK will be really fun thing to do. We are one of the weird bands that have gained following in the UK. That was one of the first places we ever took off, and in that sense the UK has always like a special place in our hearts. I find it a fun country to tour in. So obviously looking forward to play some new fresh stuff, you know. You always dream of, you know, like we will change this song or this song, but then you end up playing maybe 4 or 5 songs from each album, and
hits, Duris's hits, of course.
Yeah. It gets like different at some point, and it's good that we have very different material on this album. It's gonna be interesting to mix up the set, and maybe we bring some oldies, goldies there as well. I think it's pretty strong shows coming up. The new guys are incredible live, absolutely good showmanship, and it's been very, very fun to join the guys. For example, in Midsummer Weekend, that was quite special. 4 gigs in a row, very, very a lot of fun.
Yes, great. And I happen to know that on September 25th, you will play here in Italy, in Milan.
Yes.
What are your best or worst memories of the Italian audience?
We played inside row, I think. Yeah, our backliner broke his computer when it's a giant monitor smashing, but that's nothing to that's not the Italy's fault.
Okay.
I think what I love about Italy the most is by far the mentality and the fiery attitude and how you react to sports or politics and food, definitely. So I expect both.
Yes.
I will get some good Parma ham and good audience there.
Yes, and me as living here 13 years as a Finnish person, I know what you're talking about.
Exactly. Yeah. I think I've been there on a holiday as well, and we played on a near Rome, kind of hippodrome, actually quite early, like 2007 or something like that. That was quite fun trip as well. I hope we have some time. Always bad when you only see the clubs. So
yes, the venues. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have at least the day after to be as a tourist. You know.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully, I have a chance. It's a beautiful country.
Yes. So I hope that for you too, and I hope to be there on 25th September. So we will see. And what will happen after the tours in Turisa's camp?
Well, I'm pretty sure there's going to be some additions to the touring schedule still during the summer. So probably in March, in November, December, there will be happening something. I will be already concentrating little by little on some new music, hopefully. It's always like when you get the songwriting mood on, then it's better to continue, because it always takes some time to get kind of focused on new stuff. So hopefully we have our eyes set on new stuff already, and I think in the spring as well there's going to be probably pretty extensive touring. We have some management stuff going on, so I hope there's going to be some open doors for us in the future. So I'm very optimistic about our future.
Great. And Olli, now the last question. What are your greetings to your fans and TrueMetal.it readers?
Well, greetings from surprisingly sunny Finland to probably even more sunny Italy and Italians. You know, thank you for your support, and I hope you will like our newest effort to release 2013. There's a bit for everybody, not like a fruit salad, but like a really tasty, magnificent pizza.
Pizza.
So I think we will see you guys on tour very, very soon.
Yes.
Thank you very much, and catch you guys later.
Yes, and I thank you, Olli, for your time and for everything you told me, and all the best for your 2 weeks holiday now, and then all the best for the festival season and tour and everything. So let's hope to see you on September 25th here in Italy. So have a great evening and take care.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye, Olli. Hey, moi moi, Olli.
Moikka.
Moi moi. Ciao.
Hola, vamos.